Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk on Global Social Radio. Yeah. So death.
Hey, what's up, lifers? This is your girl, Crush. I'm back. It's another week. It's Monday. My boy Jeezy's on the line. What's up, Jeezy? Okay. Don't tell me we're going to start this today. All right, Jeezy, you weren't live, but what's up, Jeezy? How was your weekend?
Oh, man, my weekend. It had its ups and downs, but you know what? It's a day ago, 2 days ago, so we're on a new week. I'm just going to look at it that way. How was yours?
You know, it's probably the same thing, but I'm going to be okay. We've got a lot of great things planned for the show, working on some new projects. So, you know, only thing I can do is be happy and be happy to be alive at least. You know what I'm saying?
Amen to that, yes.
All right, so let me just tell y'all, today is the day, you guys. Global 14 and 14 Tour is kicked off in Chicago. You must RSVP for the location. Go to global14.com for the details. Right now, you can actually RSVP for Detroit, which is tomorrow, New York, November 2nd, D.C., November 3rd. Once again, you must RSVP for the location, all right? You guys, I hope you're paying attention, because you're not going to be able to find out where the spot is, not unless you are a VP. You must be 21 and over, and you can only bring one damn guest, all right? So don't just RSVP and think you're just going to show up with 150 people with you or a little entourage. They all must RSVP, all right? If more people want to come with you, you know, you guys, this is an opportunity. Encourage them to sign up for Global 14. Let them know what your experience is. This is what it's all about, 14 to 14 Global 14 Tour. All right, so I'm really excited this week. We got two really cool guests this week. Rosa Acosta. If you guys don't know who Rosa Acosta is, only thing I can say is go to rosaacosta.com. That's all I'm going to say. Hit me back and let me know how you feel about it. All right, that's tomorrow. Also, on Wednesday, we got Yolanda Geralds. I'm going to give you all the information on global14.com. They will be on global14.com, so you'll be able to talk to them. And I will continue to give you, you know, more updates on a lot of stuff. Also, if you guys missed it, last night I posted the Mary Mary interview and the Silk the Shocker interview in the G-Talk Radio group. Go ahead and go check it out. You must be a member of the G-Talk Radio group. If you're not, you will not be able to listen to the interviews, okay? All right, so let's talk about new music for the week. All right, Trey Songz, he's releasing two mixtapes, you guys. Let Me Hold That Beat in anticipation, too. Me, personally, I don't care for Trey Songz rapping. I don't know what the hell he's going through, okay? I know he's an ocean boy, but I'm sorry, this rapping shit, I can't stand it. I'm definitely looking forward to the anticipation, too. Yo, Trey, I hope you're listening. Stick to the singing, homie. Also, Tyrese, Open Invitation. I haven't had a chance to listen to it all. I only listened to a couple songs, and it sounded pretty good. Also, I started listening to Wale Ambition. That didn't sound too bad either. I'm not going to say I'm not a Wale fan, but at the same time, I thought it was a... It seemed like it was pretty good so far, so, you know, definitely go check that out. For all of those that were thinking that Rick Ross was coming out this week, God forgives, I don't. It's not coming out this week, all right? December 13th is when that is coming out. So, Jeezy, is there anything on that list you might be checking out?
I'll probably listen to Wale's. I mean, for him, it's really hit and miss for me. And Rick Ross's, I'm definitely looking forward to that. He usually always has something good when he does work. So I think he'll. I'm actually really excited for those.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, the Wale, after the show, I might be able to hook you up so you can hear just a preview of it. And then, like I said, we'll keep everyone posted on the Rick Ross. So far, like I said, it's December 13th. All right, so I know I woke up this morning and I saw nothing but Kim Kardashian and Chris getting a divorce. I don't really have too much to say about it because this is not really news to me, but for all of those that were devastated all over Twitter today, yo, let me just tell you something. I think you guys need to get over yourself, first of all, and then if you let one woman deter you from getting married or you feel like marriage is not the answer off of this situation, I think that everyone needs to pay attention to everyone that tweeted and was like, I'm so devastated. That was for real. Now, there's a lot of, you know, subliminal tweets and all that other stuff, but there's some people that were just like, oh, my God. Yo, pay attention to those people because something is wrong with them, all right? So, also, my girl Renita, I'm not going to go too far into it, but my girl Renita definitely has some tea on that later on in the show, so stay tuned for that. Also, if you want to be a part of the show, hit me up on global14.com at Crush. We are looking to expand and add new segments. It doesn't, like, hit us up if you feel like there's an idea or you feel like you want to do something different or add something different to the show. Definitely hit me up on global14.com at Crush. All right? Don't hit me up to listen to your music because I don't listen to people's music. I am not a producer. Really, I am a consumer, which means that if I don't like it, I'm going to tell you that I don't like it, and that's about it. I'm not going to give you anything constructive. You can hit up Ash and Ben on global14.com in the Puppet or Dump It group for that. Otherwise, hitting me up, you're just going to get a straight-up answer, and you're not going to like it, most likely. Okay? So, once again, hit me up. Also, you guys, if you're going to the 14 and 14 tour, I just want to say this. All y'all that have these little small-ass photos on global14.com, and you posted your pictures from when you graduated middle school or whatever, I'm going to tell you right now, if you look nothing like your photo, don't be mad when people start talking about you, all right? So shake your wigs out, comb that weave, get a perm, slim down them edges, fix yourself up. I hope y'all been doing some sit-ups and push-ups because some of y'all I can already tell right now that y'all going to be showing up looking crazy as hell, and everybody's going to be like, well, who is that? And we're going to be like, okay, you're not the same person in the picture. So don't be mad at that. All I'm saying is get it together. All right? So let's go ahead and get into the quickies for the day. GZ, I'm sorry. I had to go into that because I already know people are going to show up, and we all going to be looking like that's not the same person in the picture. You know, we already going on our phones and everything. I can already see it happening. So hopefully we don't run into that situation and people are a little pissed off. But, hey, you'll be all right. Anyways, all right, back to the quickie. Man, let me tell you, this story that I found today, this man reported, first of all, okay, let me tell you this. The man called his jump off to the house. Okay, the jump off was like, it's snowing hard, you know, I really don't want to come. And then dude was just like, you know, pretty much convinced her to come. Okay, low self-esteem, alert. All right, so he convinced her to come out. And then when she gets there, the wife shows up, you guys. But this is not the funniest part. Dude called the police on her and said that it was a burglar breaking in the house, yo. Yo, Vivi. I had read this story, and I was cracking up because who in the hell does that? How awkward is that?
I think that's the funniest damn thing ever. That is funny.
Right. And then,
oh,
yo, look,
shit.
So when the cops knock on the door, the girl's sitting outside because at this point, you know, she's just like, yo, like, what the hell is going on? So the cops knock on the door, and the dude kind of, like, opens up the door and is like, well, you know, and he's trying to say, well, I don't want my wife to know anything. He's whispering real low and shit. They're just like, and then the bad thing about it, the little jump off didn't even know that he had a wife. You guys, this sounds like, what this sounds like, it sounds like one of them Craigslist ads that we're going to be reading off later on. But you guys, for him to call the cops, I would have went ham on him. I don't know, Jeezy, what do you think?
I think that sounds like some shit out of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet.
Right. Right, well, you got another interesting story. This 80-year-old man swallowed by a sinkhole. What's up with that?
That's right. 80-year-old man on Sunday morning went to go get his paper in Long Island, New York, and was deep-throated by his front yard. The man actually started screaming, and he was lucky because he woke his daughter up, who then could call the cops. When the cops got there, the man was able to at least pull himself out, and then they could easily get him out from there. And the man, you know, he was very lucky he actually got out of this, and he was joking the whole time, saying that at least he held on to his paper the whole time. They believe that the sinkhole was made because there used to be a well right there in his front yard. Crush, is that not a shitty way to wake up in the morning or what?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised that man didn't have a heart attack, man. Sounds like he needs a drink. He needs to get him a couple of drinks after that.
Yeah, rough morning. Speaking of drinks, here's a crazy-ass story. Over the weekend, a man was caught breaking into two different apartments looking for beer. A 36-year-old Chicago man had broken into one apartment and headed to the fridge looking for a beer after he hadn't found any. Guy actually living in the apartment came out, and the guy looking for the beer punched him right in the face and left. Then the man went to another apartment, broke into that, and was looking for beer. But this time he ran into a little bit of trouble, and the resident of that apartment started wrestling around with him a little bit. Well, the man looking for beer didn't take that too lightly, so he actually stabbed the man with a corkscrew. And luckily, there were other residents around that could take him down and keep him restrained until police came. And finally, the police had got there, arrested the man, and it got very wordy with him. He's saying some crazy shit to him, and eventually spit in the officer's face. Now, the man faces two charges of a home invasion, aggravated battery, and aggravated battery of a police officer. The man who was stabbed only received 22 stitches at a hospital. He's very lucky. That shit. What kind of weekend was it?
Yo, I don't know, man, but, yo, not only that, what's so crazy about that, over some beer, yo, you don't mess with a man and his beer, I tell you. He was serious about that beer. But you know what? That's not the only story that we had this past weekend because in Germany, the police had to stop a drunken Yoda. Can you imagine being a police officer, Jeezy, and being called because this man, he pretty much, what happened was he was driving, obviously intoxicated, probably was coming from a Halloween party or something, but this fool had a minor collision with a pedestrian and pretty much, you know, it was like a hit-and-run type of situation. So police finally caught up with him a couple minutes later. But when they showed up and dude still was in costume, I can't imagine the looks on their faces.
Evidently, the force wasn't with him that night. Halloween brought out some weird-ass people over the weekend, I'll tell you what.
Right.
A new project by Google Maps is taking another step with its Google Street View, and for those of you who have used it, you can pretty much zoom right into a street and look and see where you're going and check out your surroundings. But now they're taking it a step further, and basically you will be able to get a 360-degree view into some stores. It's basically going to be a virtual tour. Now, many people are like, what the hell? Google's going to be up in everyone's business. But no, it's not like that. participation is going to be completely voluntary. And the project so far only focuses on business such as restaurants, hotels, shops, and gyms, and will exclude private residences and locations such as law offices and hospitals. You know, technology, sometimes in life it really is heading somewhere better because you wonder what the hell someone else could go and do.
Right. You know, what I'm wondering is, you know, how, because I think on Google, anyways, or Google Earth or whatever it is, you can see, like, the street views, but you can't see current. It's like a snapshot from an earlier date. Is that correct? Do you know for sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because when I had built my house, the house I had lived in a while ago, I don't know how old the shot was because I had lived in the house for about 5 years, and when you looked it up on Google Maps, it was still like an empty lot before someone had built there.
Yeah,
so I don't know how up-to-date these photos actually are.
I know. What's going to be crazy is if we start being able to monitor people in real time. That's not going to be cool, man. It's just like, yeah, we're going to get into this stalking thing because I think that's going to be a crazy tool if people are allowed to follow people through satellite in real time. But, hey, well, I saw another crazy story, and this happened in Hawaii. A couple's daughter was taken away from them for 18 hours over an alleged sandwich theft. So pretty much, you guys, you know, we talk about law, and then we talk about stupid laws and all this other stuff, but this couple was arrested because they forgot to pay for two $5 sandwiches. All right, this is what I want to say before we go into break. It's about time for us to go into break, but I just want to say that, you know, it's some of the stuff that happens in the world is kind of backwards, and I don't know if you agree with me, ZZ, but it's one of those things where you're just like, why the hell did that even happen? And who in the hell is it that has a badge that is going to arrest someone or take someone's child away from them for not paying for two damn sandwiches? What do you think, Gigi?
You know, I completely agree with you. I do have one question for you, though, what I didn't really see. Did the couple pay for any other sandwiches? Like, did they order more than just the two?
I didn't see anything else in the story, but
see,
you know.
I mean, if they bought more than just the two and paid for the other ones, I think that's kind of stupid because I'm sure they could have paid for the other sandwiches easily. And I mean, to do that to the daughter, could you imagine how freaked out she would have to be, only being 3 years old and having to go through something like that? For 18 hours, that's almost a whole day. I completely agree with you. I think that shit is messed up.
Yeah, it's a little too much. They're taking it too far. They're taking it too far on stuff like this, but they don't take it too far when it comes to people, especially tonight being at Halloween. I hopefully people know what child molesters are in their area and what child molesters, you know, you can go online, and I forgot the site. Excuse me for that. Hopefully we can double-check and find that site on the commercial break. But, you know, really you guys need to know who's in your neighborhood. Register sex offenders. Don't go and trick-or-treat on their porches and stuff because it's stuff like this that, you know, if there's not enough cops and funding is affected, then, you know, these people will be able to come out tonight. So really, you know, pay attention and watch all the kids that are, even if it's not your child, pay attention tonight. And make sure that all of our kids get home safe, all right? Well, let's go ahead and get into our commercial break. If you have any comments on our quickie today, call in now. We would love to hear from you, 760-913-4119. Once again, today is the day that the Global 14 and 14 tour kicks off in Chicago tonight. RSVP on global14.com. All right, you guys don't sleep on it. I swear I'm going to see all y'all in Atlanta, but tonight, Chicago, I'm sure it's going to be hot, so stay tuned. If you need more information, maybe you can just go ahead and call in if you can't get to a computer. Call in 760-913-4119. That was our boy said tell. That was Yes, I Want to Hear You Say. That was produced by Jermaine Dupri, by the way. So go check it out. Also, once again, I just want to keep reminding you guys, today was the official kickoff for the Global 14 and 14 Tour. So, you know, I know I'm probably going to say it a million times. We're all excited. Go and RSVP on global14.com. I don't know how many times I have to say that. All right. So let's get in. Since we are in Chicago, Global 14 and 14, we are going to go ahead and do some dumb laws in Illinois tonight. All right, so as far as statewide, I don't know if you guys knew it is illegal to wear sagging pants. In Champaign, Illinois, one may not pee in his neighbor's mouth. Hey, geez.
I hope that's not a fetish problem over there.
I was like, what? Who does that? Okay, whatever. All right, and in Chicago, all businesses entering into contract with the city must sift through their records and report any business they had dealing with slaves during the era of slavery. That was very interesting. I didn't get any more information on that, but I would love to know where that stemmed from. So hopefully, if we can do some more research on that, hopefully I'll get one of my interns to do some research on that and see, you know, where in the world that came from.
Yeah, and I have a few right here, too. It is illegal to give a dog whiskey. I'm just saying, Crown Royal Black's the official sponsor of the 14 and 14, so if you're going to give your dog whiskey, make sure it's fitting. In the Pullman area, it is illegal to drink beer out of a bucket while sitting on the curb. I wonder how many people have got in trouble for that in the last 5 years personally. And also, it is considered an offense to attempt to have sex with one's dog. So make sure you check out your neighbor's backyard before you go to your own.
Yo, where do these laws come from, ZZ? I don't get it, man. I do not get it. Well, what we need to do, we need to take another quick commercial break because I gotta check on a couple things, but I want to take a quick commercial break before we get on with the rest of the show because we really got some interesting things that's coming up with the spill tea. Also, don't forget, you know, today is Monday, and this is our best of Craigslist. So stay tuned for that. But we'll be back in about a minute or so.
Follow. When them tops come down, chips top come down. Like when them shots come out, make cops come around. When them blocks come out, I can wake up a small town. Finish off the blocks and I make my more rounds. Stairs get exchanged and the pimp come out. Tough guy disappeared and the bitch come out. That's him, I'm usually what they whisper about. Either what chick he with or his chip of mouth. Cause I've been doing this since chips was out. Watching Eric Estrada bagging up at the Ramada. Table full of powder. AC broke, about to take another shower on my 25th hour. Spike leaves everywhere, game on a flight. You might see me anywhere, day in the life. Pony thing changed the tail number on the flight. I can touch down and take off the same night. I'm so bossy, bitch get off me. Trick get off me, you can't get shit off me. I'm so glossy, no sixes on screens. Layback, Maybach, don't even talk to me.
This is ignorant shit you like. Nigga fuck shit, ass bitch, trick or sight. Come on, I got the ignorant shit you love. Nigga fuck shit, money, gone, boots and drugs. Come on, I got that ignorant shit you need. Nigga fuck shit, ass bitch, trick or sweet. Come on, I'm only trying to give you what you want. Nigga fuck shit, ass bitch, you like it, don't front. Payroll actors looking at.
Yeah, that was real ignorant. Alright, you guys, we are back. Sorry about that, but I also want to mention that the chat room, I can't personally log into the chat room, so if you're wondering what's going on with the chat, pretty much I don't know what's going on. It's a Blog Talk Radio thing, once again. So just bear with us, and we apologize for the inconvenience. All right, yo, let's get into our best of Craigslist tonight. Once again, we checked out the best of Craigslist. And we found a couple of things. I found one from Montana on time travel. So this is what the dude had to say. I have a functioning time machine. I know it sounds unbelievable, but I assure you it works. That I need a second person to operate with me. I'm working for someone who is adventurous, and I'm looking for someone who is adventurous and reliable. Preferable a male or a female that can do heavy lifting. To all you big burly women, I am leaving on September 30th, 2010, in the morning, and plan to return October 2nd, 2010. And I'm going to June 1983 to handle some business. Yo, this dude had to be high, yo. Look, you guys, this is a real ad someone posted on Craigslist. He says, if you are serious about time travel and are reliable, then please contact me. You do not have to pay anything, but you would have to provide someone to watch my cat for the time. We are done. Oh, my God. You guys. All right. This is what I want to say. People that post stuff like this are crazy. If you decide to answer these, you are at your own risk. Yo, Jeezy, come on, man.
I wonder what the neighbors thought about this guy.
Well, I want to know what he looks at. Like, can you imagine what these people look like that post stuff like this? I mean, it's just like,
oh,
no,
my gosh.
Like... All right, man. And then the other one that I found was, the title was Penis Measuring, and this came from Vancouver. All right, so the guy says, a friend of mine and I have been having a long-standing argument about whose penis is larger. Like, okay, so we tried having our girlfriends confirm to the other exact size, but neither one of us buy it. So what they're saying is their girlfriends are lying to them. They don't believe it. So I don't want to see his penis, and he doesn't want to see mine. I don't want my girlfriend looking at his penis, and he doesn't want his looking at mine. So we just need a girl to look at both of our penises individually and then to both of our faces say which one is bigger. We can't pay much, $50. Oh, my God. Yo, geez. So, okay, this might be too personal, but why do guys do that?
You know, I have not found anybody that's really done that yet. That's beyond me. Especially to that length.
Yo, it's crazy. All right, man, what'd you find on Craigslist?
Litter box cleaning for pancake skills. I have a terrible problem. My litter box is dirty and it smells horrible, and I don't want to clean it. I am amazing at making pancakes, however. I will trade my pancake skills for a clean litter box. Serious inquiries only. I'm still trying to figure out if that's a fair trade-off.
Like, right, because first of all, if you haven't cleaned that damn litter box, do you want to make pancakes? Oh, hell
no. Yeah. That's probably the last thing you want. And then my other one. We need an adult drunk clown who's good at getting drunk and stupid. No need to do any clown tricks. Just hang out and drink a shitload. We will be hopping around to different bars and want a clown to tag along and drink heavily. He doesn't even have to socialize with anyone. Just drink.
Oh, my God. Man, you guys, like I said, we peruse, if that's the way that you say it, we look through these Craigslist ads and we find, you know, this crazy stuff. And you guys, it's going to get crazier because the more we go through and the deeper we find, the deeper we look, we find the craziest shit. Like, I had a hard time today, Gigi, like, really trying to figure out which one to actually.
I did too. I went to
about
10 different websites.
Yeah, so. Well, anyway, once again, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. Up next, is your ex a stalker? I just want to know, you guys. If you have an ex that is a stalker, please do us a favor and call us now. 760-913-4119. I have a personal story myself, so I'm going to share that with you guys next. All right? Stay tuned.
Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always to regret, yeah, I'm always to regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. And she stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good.
We are back with the topic of the day, is your ex a stalker? Jeezy. So, have you ever had an ex that stalked the shit out of you?
You know, there was one, the worst person that has ever stalked me, it was kind of a while ago. So, I mean, we never did, and there's definitely a reason why. We never even talked. I didn't even like acknowledging her. But one time we went on a class trip to Chicago, and the girl followed me around with her disposable camera the whole damn time. Every time I turned around, there's a fucking flash right in my face. And I was like, what the hell? Three-fourths of that camera had to be full of pictures of me. And then another girl that I once talked to, wasn't really a stalker, but it's just still kind of weird. She works with my girlfriend's mom right now, walks straight up to her mom and is like, you know, me and Ryan talked before you and your daughter and him did. Well, I'm glad you had to go out of your way and make a point. And then she, my girlfriend, actually has a stalker. And one day I walked outside of her house and there is a glass bottle under my car. And I ran over. I didn't know it was there. I said, what the hell was that? Got out and looked. And there, I'm just saying it's a coincidence because his friend was right over by her place. And I don't know who else would do it because I know a lot of people in there.
Right.
So I've had my fair share.
Yeah, you know, that's funny that you mentioned about the ex talking to your current girlfriend's mom, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, that was when I was reading on this topic about stalking and stuff, that's a trait that they actually called out, that people will seek out whoever you're with or you're around to have some type of connection with you, i.e., you know, trying to get a job at a familiar place where, you know, pretty much that they know they can get a hold of you. And it's one of those things where the girl is pretty much, she gets a job at this spot because she feels like, okay, one day he's going to walk in here and I'm going to be able to see him, you know, that type of thing, you know, just crazy shit. You know, another thing is people on Twitter. We all know most of us have had a Twitter stalker, and a lot of times, you know, it's pretty obvious, but I just wanted to share my story because, you know, Twitter, if your page is not private, anybody can see your stuff, all right? So when people are online and they're tweeting, people a lot of times like to tweet about their business, and it's not cool. You shouldn't do that, but people do it anyway. And unfortunately, when people break up with hurt people, they end up tweeting, you know, how they feel. Well, I think, you guys, all it is just it's creating an environment for someone to be upset and continue to stalk you, and on top of their friends and family. So my story is one of my exes has an ex, or whatever it is, one of my ex's ex was stalking me. She probably still is, and I hope your ass is listening, but she was stalking me. And pretty much, I used to have, besides my Twitter and my, I had a personal blog, and I had this thing on there where it would let me know who's looked at my site, from what city or whatever. So I noticed that I started getting, like, this influx of views from Memphis, which is where my ex is, along with whoever this is, this person is, or whatever. And this fool just consistently would stare at my blog, and anytime I would put SMH on there, this fool would think that I was sending a subliminal message to my ex. Now, let me just say this. What's so crazy about that is this fool didn't know that SMH meant shaking my head. That's how crazy this person was. So every time I wasn't even talking to my ex, so therefore this person, every single time I tweeted, posted something on my blog, they would take it back to my ex. So finally my ex hit me up and, you know, asked me about it or whatever else, but this is what I'm saying about stalking. people, you guys, you have to start this crap. You have to stop this crap. It's ridiculous. I'm not going to put my page on private. I've done that a couple of times. But I don't want to do that. I've also been stalked. I think it was another ex of mine, you know, but this person actually ended up threatening me, and I had to take it to a different level. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you're on Twitter and you're trying to, you know, just be social, and you can't because people are all up in your business. So be careful out there with these exes and stuff. Another thing is people do that I noticed that I saw this across the board over the internet was people will create a brand new email address and pretty much email you as if, you know, like as if they were just somebody new that you've met and try to trick you into talking to them, you know. Really, I don't really read my emails, not unless it's a business email. So if you don't have my phone number, then I won't really talk to you. But, you know, GZ, I'm telling you right now, we have some crazy people out there.
Definitely. I don't know how many people are messed up in the head and take this shit to the extreme.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I think that people need to understand that, you know who the hell you are dating. Don't, just because somebody's cute does not mean they're going to be the love of your life. Just because, you know, somebody gives you some good ass does not mean they're going to be the love of your life, okay? I want you guys to understand that it's not going to happen. You guys need to get to know these people. I'm guilty of some of these things, so therefore, not the stalking thing, but guilty of, you know, meeting people and being in of awe, but, you know, I just like beautiful things. So definitely I have stopped that, and I cut things short when I think people are a little bit too crazy. What's so funny is my BDF, Bubs, is calling in right now. Hold on, I'm trying to get her live. What's up, Bubs? Hey! What you got, man?
I'm here with my phone. We're out here to occupy Atlanta.
Really?
And we're just calling in really because I want to support you all the time.
Okay, what is your comment, though?
This is my comment. This is my comment.
That's my comment. That's your comment?
Are you listening?
You're out.
Come on, comment is this.
Do you have a stalker story?
Yeah.
You guys, this is
I'm right here
friend.
With my stalker right now.
Who is your stalker?
They follow my Twitter, and they every time I tweet, they send me a text and question me about my tweet.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. They're not violent, but I do have a couple of stalkers.
Do you have a story that you can tell us that's pretty funny?
No, I don't really want to put their business out there. I just wanted to call in and say that.
All right, thanks for calling in, BDF. All right, you guys, that was my, I just put her on mute. She'll be all right. But anyway, that was my best friend, you guys. Usually she's a little calm today. I don't know what was wrong with her, but usually she has a pretty good story to tell. So once again, like I said, if you have an ex that is stalking you, if it's going, like, really, if it's really bad, you guys need to call the cops, all right? Don't sit around and just, you know, be like, okay, it'll blow over. Stuff like that doesn't blow. Somebody is going out their way to stalk you, especially showing up wherever you are. It's not a coincidence, you guys. This person is really stalking your life, okay? So all I want to do is just make sure that, you know, everyone is safe out there. Know, like I said, know who you're dating, and, you know, sometimes it's not even about someone you dated. It's someone is just, like, in your face, probably a person that makes your coffee at Starbucks every day, and you don't even know it. They're sitting there sniffing your cup and... Oh, man. All right. So, anyway, all right, and beware of those anonymous Twitter accounts, too, you guys. People do stuff, and you wonder who the hell this is following me with the damn egg picture. and it's probably your damn stalker. So just be aware. All right, lifers, if you got a stalker, call in 760-913-4119. Let's get into the spilt tea with my girl, Renita, because I know she's busting at the seams wanting to tell us what's going on with this Kim Kardashian situation. What's up, Renita?
What's going on, crush?
You all right? Was you taking a boo-boo or something? What's going on?
What are you talking about? What are you even talking about? See, that's how rumors started. And that's why I know who your ex is, and I'm about to call her. Talking ass and be like, hey. Y'all know that Crush got international stalkers, lifers. That's what y'all need to know. These hookers are international. Mm-hmm. All
right.
Speaking of international, hey, Crush, you never really told us what you was doing last week, Crush. Why you was M.I.A.
But you know what? I am in control right now, so I will mute your ass. I will mute your ass all the way down. Get into the spill tea so we can talk about this heifer, please.
Oh, man. All right, y'all. This is your girl, Renita, with the spill tea for today. Really quick, just to let you Rihanna fans know that she had to cancel her show due to the flu. This just in, she was hospitalized. She tweeted a picture earlier with IV in her arm. But I have a couple of people that are actually on that tour, and they said that she is perfectly fine. They don't want the fans to worry, and they are going to continue on to the next city. So, you know, calm down, Rihanna fans. I know y'all going cray on Twitter, but your girl's okay. Now on to my favorite, Kim Kardashian. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the whole world. When I tell you, I've seen blogs from the UK, from Japan, Canada, everyone right now, you would think that Kim Kardashian was like this big president or queen of something. But after 72 days, she has called it quits. She has filed for divorce this morning in California. She is stating irreconcilable differences. Wow. That's crazy. And, I mean, first of all, yes, we all saw it coming. Now, I have my source that's with me right here. I can't reveal who it is, though, but we have what he just handed to me is the document, ladies and gentlemen. Why do I have the divorce papers that Kim filed? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have it. So it's true. It's verified. Kim really filed a divorce.
How in the hell did you get these divorce papers?
Like I said, I have an inside source. And since we don't talk about your international stalkers, we not going to talk about my inside source, okay? But with that being known, what's so sad about this whole story is Kim was, released a statement talking about, like, oh, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. Girl, we knew it wasn't going to work. Where was you at? And Chris came out with a statement talking about he didn't even know Kim was going to file for divorce, and he found out when the whole world started talking about it this morning. Now, Jeezy, I know you have something to say about this. Like, come on.
Well, that last part you just said where you said that Chris just found out this morning, man, that sounds like some shit right there. But the thing I want to say is it has to be one hell of a coincidence. It's probably not. It really happened this way, I think we all know. You know, you throw a $30 million wedding, you're going to have a shit ton of people watching it. And what better way to boost ratings when you're about to come out with a new TV series? Is it Kim and Courtney Take Over New York or some shit like that? Well, she's with her boyfriend or husband, ex-husband, whatever the hell you want to consider him in that. What better way to boost ratings than to break up right before it takes off?
Right. Now, what you... it's funny that you said that, because remember they all did like that, you know, hosting gig for the Today Show, and like I reported before, the network of the family with everything that they're doing, they are going to be billionaires going in 2012. So I totally agree with you, Jeezy. Like, I think this was just the next season of Kim. Maybe she's going to get her own spinoff, but Chocolate Tiger, like, come on, what's going on, 10 Pounder? Like, what do you think about this whole Kim Chris situation?
She isn't on.
Now, Chocolate had, she had a really good thing she wanted to say, and she said she was going to say it. Now, see how people are. See how my team treat me, lifers. Yeah, she was just going to say, like, you know, sometimes, you know, you think you have this great marriage, and look, sometimes it's not going to work out the way that you want it, but I'm sorry, CT. I think this was a setup. And before Crush mutes me, we are not going to talk no more about Kim because I know it's coming. So let's move on to the next girl of the day, which is my girl, the material girl, Madonna. She's collaborating with a very interesting artist on her next album. That's right. It is Miss Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj has been confirmed that she is going to be on the new Madonna album coming out. And the rumor has it that she is going to be on the first single release from the album. Now, I can also give you this little exclusive about the Madonna project, is that they are already planning the tour. So I know Madonna fans, get excited, get your gear, get your $1,000 for front row money ready, because the Material Girl will be touring with this album, and they are already setting up how that's going to look and how it's going to pan out. So I wonder if Nicki Minaj is going to make a surprise appearance. I don't know. She's a smart girl, so I think she will. And the sweet tea for the day. Yes, Crush.
I was going to say, I like Nicki. Like, really, I'm not going to hate on somebody that's making millions of dollars. So, you know, she's created her own little lane in the industry, and I like what she's doing. I don't have any problems with her. Some people don't like the way that she raps and all this other stuff, but really, like, until y'all get on her level and start making that money, I don't even see why y'all hating on her like that. So, like you said, she's a smart girl.
Totally. Like, shout out to actually Nicki Minaj, Wayne, like that whole camp. They were smart. Not only did they launch Nicki, but they attached Nicki to players that could cross her over. And industry people, lifers, this is the best advice that I can give you guys. Don't just try to stick in your genre anymore. Like, try to cross over. Nicki's proven it. She crossed over, bam, open for Britney Spears of all people. Now she's going to be on Madonna's new album. So not only does she have her fan base, is giving her access to their fan base, and that camp is just going to be stacking paper. Very smart, great businesswoman. So I ain't mad at her either. Again, the sweet tea for the day that I was about to give you guys is, which celeb dad recently got arrested twice in one day? One arrest was he attacked his girlfriend, I believe. It was either girlfriend or, yeah, girlfriend. And then the other was, soon as he got out of jail, he blew up her phone and the cops came and arrested him again out of a tree. Now, I think I gave you guys a whole bunch of out of a tree. Now, yeah, I gave you guys a lot of hints, but I will
Yeah,
give you...
I know who it is.
Oh, okay, but Crush, did I ask who it is yet? I mean, you just interrupted my sweet tea for the day. All right, we have to let the lifers, it's for them to figure out. We can't give them everything. But I will say that, sadly, this is, you know, the gentleman was drunk and high, so that's why they had to arrest him out of a tree. And his family is known for having history of drug and alcohol abuse. So if you think you know who it is besides Crush, give us a call right now, 516-913-4119. Give us a call. Let us know who could this celeb dad be.
Wait a minute. This is, what number did you just damn say? You said 716.
Oh, did I?
Oh, see, Jesus, you guys. See, this is why we mute Renita. This is exactly why she got me stuttering and shit. The number is, if you know what the sweet tea is, the number is 760-913-4119. Call in if you know what the sweet tea is. Or hit us up on global14.com. All right, you guys, this concludes today's show. We had a lot of fun. Hey, another great Monday. You guys, tomorrow, don't forget, we got Rosa Acosta on the show, okay? We are going to continue to update you. Go to global14.com because we're going to continue to post more stuff on Rosa. And, you guys, it's going to be a great interview. If you have questions as well, hit me up on global14.com at Crush. All right, I want to thank everyone that continues to support us every single day, Monday through Friday. I want to thank JD once again. You guys, I don't know how to say this. Over and over again, Global 14 and 14 tour is kicked off today, tonight. Getting ready to go down in Chicago, all right? RSVP from global14.com to find out what the location is. You will be able to get one other person in with you, all right? Just one person, not your uncle and your auntie and all them. Just one other person, all right? Don't forget, you can find us on global14.com, at Twitter, at Global 14 and at G14 Radio. Excuse me about that. Once again, you can find us on global14.com and you can find us on Twitter at Global 14 and at G14 Radio. That's G14 Radio. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Again, Global 14 Radio, LT for life. Golly, what is going on? All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. LTL for life and good night.
Yeah. So death.